Today is October the 10th, 1980. I'm interviewing Sister Medard R. at my convent in Castroville, Texas, for the Castroville Public Library Oral History Project B. Sister Medard, where were you born?
I was born in Castro.
Can you talk a little bit about it?
Maybe.
Tell me about your early childhood. What did you play as little children?
Well, we used to jump rope and drop the handkerchief and different little games for children.
How many were in your family? How many children?
Well, we were 10 in the family. 10 children.
How were you in line?
Well, I was the oldest.
You were the oldest?
Oldest of 10 children.
Did you have to help your mother with the other children?
I helped her for some years until Sister Barbara and I went to the convent in 1920.
What was your father's occupation?
My father's occupation, the first years after the Americas, farming. And then on account of the dry weather, they had to quit farming, and Daddy took up painting. His uncle taught him how to paint homes and different places.
Did he have to leave town to do the painting, or?
Well, and sometimes he had to leave town and then stay for a few days and come back home.
What did you all have in the way of domestic animals?
Well, we had chickens, pigs, and we had even a cow for years.
Who had to milk the cow?
Well, my daddy always usually milked the cow.
Did you make anything out of the milk?
Well, we made cheese and butter.
Tell me how you make cheese.
Well, the cheese, my mother used to pour the milk and let it get in those in a little sack, flour sack, and hang it up until it was real dry. Even my daddy used to help her make it. And then after it was dry, put it in a bowl and put it. And then sometimes we made cooked cheese from it.
Tell me how you made cooked cheese.
Well, the cooked cheese, put butter in the pan and then put the cheese in. And then we put that caraway seed in it that made it tasty. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever eat that crust?
Oh, yes, that crust was real good. We used to always kind of get real anxious who would get the crust, you know.
That was left in the bottom of the pan.
Yes, it was left in the bottom of the pan.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to school here in Castro.
Did you go to the sister
school? I went to the sister school, yes. I'm parochial, of course.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you go to parochial school?
Well, here I went till about sixth grade. And then I did, 1 year I went to St. Anthony's school, so at my seventh. And then when I got to my high school, you know, started high school, I finished that. Those years we didn't, you know, didn't have to have all that learning like they used to have farm. We could study at the Lady of the Lake, so I got my, studied there until I got my degree. I mean to say we were studying during summer and took correspondence course during the year and taught at the same time. And so finally we got our degree.
Now after school, did you have to help your mother with other chores?
Oh yes, we used to get the clothes off the line, and after she died, I even helped sometime with the washing too.
Describe that washing.
Well, the washing was in tubs. We had wash tubs, and the board was, see, one of those boards, right?
Washboard?
You call those washboards, yes.
Did you use homemade soap?
Oh, yes. Mother used to make homemade soap from lard. Cooked it in one of these big crocks.
Can you describe that to me?
I guess you put water and grease all the skins, you know, the grease and so on. And cooked it and
lie with it,
yes, lie. I remember lie.
Did she do it at a certain time? Like the
soaping?
Yes, did it have to be by the moon or anything like that?
Not that I recall. Uh-huh.
Okay. When you did all this washing, you rubbed on the board, did you put it in the kettle then?
We put it in the kettle to boil. Yeah, we boiled it in a big and large kettle. And then we took it out, of course, and rinsed it through three or four rinsings, I think. I always had to empty it.
How long did it take you to do it?
Took quite a while, just till we had all the clothes, because that's the children, there's more children than there.
Did you have to do the ironing?
Well, I did some ironing too, but Mother used to do it. See, I'll tell you what I did too, when I got older, I worked for the Fitzsimons, and then also the Tunders, Herbert Tunder. I didn't really do the cooking, just cleaned the floors, and I went in the morning and walked home in the evening. And so Mother did quite a bit. Well, she had her aunt staying with us.
And she helped.
And she helped. She took care of her about 26 years. Mm-hmm. And so she was the only survivor yet when my grandmother died.
Did you, what kind of bedding did you have?
Well, we had sheets, of course, and blankets, but feather beds were the most for the winter. They kept us real warm, yes.
Where did you get the feathers? Did you have ducks?
We didn't have any ducks. I don't know where Daddy got the feathers, I guess, from different places. Mm-hmm.
Did your mother make quilts?
Oh, my mother made many quilts, yes. And she donated some to St. Louis, about 18 of them she donated. And besides all of us, she gave each one of us a quilt too. And some of the grandchildren, yes, she worked, that's all of it.
She was busy.
She was really busy.
What did you do for leisure when you got bigger, your children?
Oh, well, we used to go and visit well, after school when we came home, we changed our clothes and did some chores, and then we played. But like on Sundays, we used to go to my aunt and Josie and Myra. They were living at Castro, remember? And we and Rosie, Booba, and us, and we played games together, and then she used to give us red cookies and little drink. Oh yes, and on Sundays, well, Sundays sometimes the family, all of us, when after we came back from church, we went to the Rio Medina River, and my dad loved to fish, you know, so much we'd go fishing, and even if we didn't fish, we were running around there. And we made ice cream, and you know how we made the ice cream?
Tell me how.
They didn't have the freezer, the regular freezers those days. So my mother, they had a big bucket, a can, and then they took a Caro can and put the custard in it. She had cooked it and brought it along. And then we twirled it around till it froze. It took a long time to make it. Now that's how we used to make the ice cream.
You put ice around the Carol can.
Yes, in the bucket.
Did you children have to take turns?
Well, I don't know if we had. I guess we helped along some. Of course, my daddy usually, and mother, you know, she.
Was that a big treat?
Yes, that was a big treat.
Can you tell me something about the holy days? How did you observe Lent, for example?
Well, Lent, as children, of course, we didn't have to fast yet, but my mother always was telling us about doing some, or either father would announce it in church, do some little penance, and we'd save maybe candy in a jar, or and not eat too many cookies, you know, sweets, and of course get up as soon as mother calls in the morning and do little chores, like if it's cold, not to complain or something. Yes.
You made them
sacrifices. Yes. Mm-hmm.
What were some of the other regulations, like Fridays?
Well, like on Fridays, of course, we never had meat. Mm-hmm. And of course, we children were also eating, of course, when they were start to be older, they could have eaten some, but mother just takes the one meal, so we all ate the same thing. You know.
What did she usually fix on Friday?
Well, we had noodles sometimes with prunes in it, you know, noodles and prunes, or either some fried as beans maybe, and had that with noodles.
What kind of beans?
Yes, pinto beans, I guess, or what they, yeah, it was not okay.
What did you do then on Good Friday?
Well, on Good Friday we had the 3 hours, so we went to church about 12. And of course, I don't know if all of us children went, some were smaller, but anyways, that was the, to go, you know.
Did you go on Easter Saturday?
Yes, we went early in the morning. And I know even as a sister, I went early in the morning too. We used to go to church and visit, well, it was the tomb, you know, where they had the blessed side exposed and so on.
Did you help on the altars at Corpus Christi?
Well, we used to bring the flowers, yes, and then the sisters fixed them that time, the children as children.
The sisters did it?
They used to fix them too, yes.
Where were the altars?
Well, they had them in different places on the, I believe they have one where the Fitzsimons are on there, some place the drugstore used to be formerly. And I believe one was over here near Tondus, not quite that far anyways, in that direction. Story, about 3 or 4.
Describe the procession at Corpus Christi.
Well, I guess it was in those days, but when it was going at Sister Marcella, we used to have been procession to children. I know it was for some of those occasions, and we carried banners, little banners, all the children, boys and girls, in the procession, and they sang as we entered the church, the litany.
Yes. Did you, in what language did you?
German.
In German.
And pray for it, yeah.
Describe the little banners. Were they colorful?
They were colorful, yes.
Uh-huh. Were they little silk banners?
They had little, they were kind of partly silk and
Do you remember anything about May Day?
May Day.
May Day procession.
Well, they used to have the altar of the Blessed Mother specially decorated, and that's when another time when we carried banners and said the rosary as we walked in procession.
Mm-hmm. All Souls and All Saints Day.
Well, now All Souls Day, I guess it was All Souls Day, we usually walked up to the cemetery, and then we also went to the cross hill. That was a time to go up there, that time it was the rocky, not like it's now, you know, when you go on this.
You had to walk all the way?
We walked all the way up. There was no way really getting there, was just a path, you know. Didn't have the road at that time.
Did you decorate the graves?
Oh yes, the decorating.
Mm-hmm. How did you get your flowers up there?
Well, we carried some, but then they had, in those days we didn't have the cars, so we had wagon or something to bring them up there.
What did you do for St. Nicholas?
Oh, St. Nicholas, for some years we put up stockings, you know, hung them along the fireplace. And then we found our fruit in them and those candy peppermint sticks we had, just like they put on the tree, sticks and pecans. Cookies.
Rogation days.
See the rogation days. Oh, we went to the cemetery for that. And Father went around and blessed all the graves. We didn't seem to have those processions like they have someplace. I think in La Costa they used to have it on the farm and the bless the farms and so on. First near here we didn't have.
That was at the change of season, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you remember the Angelus bells?
Oh yes, three times. My grandmother was very faithful in saying that Angelus. Oh, this mother.
Did you children have to say it?
Well, we didn't really save ours, all together, but I know as we went to school, you know, we always said the Angelus to his sister.
What did you do on Holy Communion Day, Solemn Communion Day?
Well, so before we made our Solemn Communion, we had to had to make a retreat about 3 days before we went. And Sister Marcella said, don't talk to anybody now. Is it on yet? No?
Did you have to keep quiet?
Well, she told us to keep quiet and look over our sins and see which we want to confess and so on and so forth. And says you don't even have to with your brothers or sisters, just go kind of quiet in a little corner. In a little nook or where, and think about God and what you're going to do. So we had there was the solemn thing. We had to be 12 years old.
You were 12 years old?
Mm-hmm, to make it.
Oh, what kind of a dress did you wear?
I had a white dress and we had a veil, white veil and wreath.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty. Perfect. Did you have your picture made?
I don't know if I did, but I know some of my sisters, like Margaret and them, had one made. Can we call it that?
Did you all go in a group?
You went in a group, yes. Those days was group.
What did you carry in your
hands? We had a candle and prayer book and rosary.
Describe the candlestick.
Well, the candles were wax candles, of course, and then they had little flowers on them.
Did you have a candle holder?
Oh, we had a candle holder, yes. Glass, or you could have any one, you know, wooden one. Some had wooden and some had glass. And it seems we were confirmed in the afternoon, if I remember right. And I was kind of just thinking over it, either that or the next day. We were confirmed right away then.
Did you have anything special when the bishop came?
Nothing that I recall.
He confirmed you in the afternoon.
Yes, and there, sometime in the afternoon.
How old were you when you entered the convent?
Well, I went to the convent on February the 16th, 1920. So I was 18 years old.
What preparation did you have to make to enter the convent?
You mean to go to the convent? Well, just we had to have a little trousseau, you know, our clothes, what they told us about what to have. And if we didn't have it all, it was all right too, not to worry about it, just come on. I remember Mother Florence was Reverend Mother at the time when I entered. She wrote me a beautiful letter and she said just to come on as I am. And so I went and I stayed and enjoyed it ever since, the life.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Were you, as a postulant, were you out in Castroville?
Well, 1 year we were out as postulants out here. And for the summer months, because see, when the sisters all came home, they didn't have quite enough room for them all at the lake, Lady of the Lake. So the novices and as we were called, candidates, the time we were here, yes, we stayed out here in Castro.
Did you get to see your family?
Well, I tell you, at that time it was hard to do it, you had to have permission. And I was telling the sisters some time ago that I used to walk in front of our home, you know, there and just told them hello from the fence there, or they could come out there. So they could. But they wanted... my mother wanted to come see me one time, and of course, my mistress said, well, she'd have to ask Mother Florence, that time was in San Antonio. And I said, well, don't go to all that trouble. See, those days we had permission for certain things, and so, but then my mother came over here to see me. They came in to the convent to see me.
During the summer?
The visit, yeah, in summer. You know.
How many times a year did you get to see your family?
Well, we used to go home about every 5 years. Sometime it was 10.
Oh.
5 or 10 years sometime between that time, yes.
Were and you homesick?
Stayed. Oh, when I first entered, yes, I felt homesick.
How many girls were in your class?
We were 18. Of course, some of them left.
Were some there died. Any more from Castroville?
None from Castroville that time, no.
Did you have to make new friends then?
Yes, I had to make new friends with my son.
Describe what kind of clothing you had to have for your trip.
Well, we had our regular undergarments, you know, we had those slips. They were a little different than now. They called them chemises, or what they call them. Yes. And then we had black skirts and black blouses. And then we had also white, black and white blouses. Yes, we could have.
How long did you have to be there before you wore a veil?
Well, like I was there, since I was going to school all the time and I was ready, prepared, you know, so I guess my vocation was pretty real. So I was 2 years then. See, in 1920, I left, and then 1922, I went on a mission to teach a little bit.
What was your first mission?
My first mission was Abilene, Texas. Yeah, I was there about 2.5 years.
Did you get homesick
then
there?
Then I went to, well, not exactly, but then, well, once in a while after school or so. But I was kept pretty busy those days. We had 2 grades in a room, first and second. Of course, we had boarders there too, and so we had to take care of them. It's a boarding school.
Did you have to sleep with the boarders at night? Did you have to take turns?
Well, prefecting, yes, we had a prefecting.
What was your second mission?
Let's see, from Abilene I went to, from Abilene I went to Palestine. Now, some missions I was twice back and forth, you know, so.
They liked
from there I went to Louisiana.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When you entered, you didn't wear a veil. What was the color of the first veil you wore?
Oh, we had a veil. No, when we first entered, we just had our hair straight back and we had a black bow. Oh. Yes, a black bow in our hair.
What was the next step?
I have eaten the peach. And then the next step, we had the cape, what they call. Kind of a cape, black cape, and a big, large medal from Divine Providence. Yes, Lady of Providence. And then the next one was, of course, the novitiate, a white veil. And we kept the same cape. We had pleated skirt. We had a whole habit, what they call the waist and skirt together, when we were novices. And then came the black veil in.
When those your final perpetual vows?
First vows and then the final vows. After 6 years we had what they called temporary vows and then the final.
What were your duties in the convent other than teaching?
Well, we helped cleaning up the house.
Did you have to cook?
Then, of course, we started. Well, in those days, there was a number of sisters, you know, that were doing just housework. So they did the cooking, but we saw to the dishes and set the table and everything like that, yes. It's only lately when they have no household sisters anymore, so would they do the cooking now. Of course, if we wanted to offer, we could cook maybe a day or two.
Were there any restrictions on the kitchen, or could you go in and eat any time you wanted?
You mean at the kitchen? Well, wherever I was, it was always nice. I could go to the kitchen or something. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any particular good food that you had while you were here at Moy in the early days?
Oh, the food?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to have what they call, my mother used to make the two hash, or whatever they call it, with the potatoes in them. Meat and onions, and gravy, well, cabbage, lettuce.
Oh, did people bring food to you?
I know in some of the mission places we got quite a bit of food.
The people here in Castroville, did they?
Of course, see, I really wasn't around here when I was at home, you know, mostly, yes.
You were not here.
I'm just here about the 6 years now since I took care of Mother and Dad. So I don't know if they brought those days anything or not.
What other buildings are on the Moy grounds? Is there this little building, what is that?
The one that, oh, the little church. Little church, and then what they call the rock house around here.
What was the rock house used for in the old
days? There used to be for the priests used to be there. Chaplain lived there when they had
a
priest.
Was there a chaplain here all the time?
There used to be a chaplain here, but I never had him all the time, but they had him for some years, and he lived there. See, because this was also when the sisters were here, lived here earlier days, they had to have their chaplain. And then they had, like I said, the aspirants, candidates.
Do you have a chapel in this building?
We do, yes, we have a chapel.
And the priest would come here to say Mass at the chapel?
He must have, yes.
Tell me something about the school building.
Well, that's the place where I went to school. And the sisters at that time lived in the place where you were. It used to be the wine and home. Mm-hmm. And the sisters lived there, about five or six sisters, I think. And then I attended school over here.
The sisters lived over there. Did they teach any classes over there?
Not to my knowledge, I think. They also, later on, I was in between, they used to live over here too. That must have been before they were living in that house.
That was the Marion house, and it was across the street from these grounds.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. When you were a little girl and went to school here, Mother Florence was already...
Well, she must have been, yes, already, yes.
Did you ever go into the little first church?
Church we used to have instruction there with Sister Marcella when we were preparing ourselves for Silent Communion. They used it for instruction and so on, yes.
What did they use the big building for, the convent?
The mother house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, the sisters were living in here, and then all